This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Geneva today, negotiators from the United States and five other countries will sit down with a delegation from Iran. They're working to resolve the standoff over Iran's nuclear program. For years, the international community has relied on economic sanctions to keep up the pressure. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler looks at the ongoing economic impact on everyday Iranians.
For Iranians at the bottom of the ladder, the economic situation makes it hard to eat. Hossein Askari is a professor of international business at George Washington University.
What you used to give to your family to fill them up was the little bit of meat and lots of potatoes. Now even potatoes have become expensive.
Inflation is rising, the value of Iran's currency has fallen, and unemployment stands around 20%. Suzanne Maloney with the Brookings Institution says the middle class have been hit hard.
Something like sending a student to university overseas, that's now totally out of reach for anyone except for the extremely wealthy or extremely well-connected.
But it's a different story for Iran's 1%. Again, Professor Hossein Askari.
For the very wealthy in Iran, they're not really affected at all.
That's because their wealth has been protected by rising real estate prices. Askari says the very rich in Tehran are still spending as much as $20 to $25 million for a penthouse apartment. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.